This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I thought this team scrimmage thing today was awesome. I've got to say, they really leaned into it in the sense of the players got super into it. They had prep yesterday.
It's like a college spring game. Totally. Man, it's awesome.
Like they were playing a game. They kind of went through the motions yesterday. One of the things I really, really liked today being at Quinn's presser was they let some of their young assistants be the play callers, and then the de facto head coaches were the coordinators. So Joe Witt was deciding fourth down, punt, go for it, that kind of thing. On the other sideline, Cliff Kingsbury was doing that. But the two coordinators on each side of the field were Tavita Pritchard calling plays for the one team, who's the quarterback's coach, and Brian Johnson, who's pass game coordinator, who's been an OC and a play caller in the NFL with the Eagles. And he was doing it for the team that actually won and the only team that scored touchdowns, which was the second string offense. I should point out, by the way, that Brian Johnson was kind of in his bag a little bit as a play caller. I got a little bit steamed up. They ran like a high red zone hook and ladder at one point, like straight out of Ben Johnson's playbook. There's just a couple little things where they went like speed option on the goal line. He was definitely dialing some stuff up and having some fun. But on the defensive side of the ball, the play calling was done again by, it was like Tom Donatel, who was one of their DB assistants, and Jason Simmons, who's the DB's coach. And they were getting to act as coordinators, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I think that type of coaching development is awesome. That's the kind of stuff I love within an organization when we talk about all the time. Cliff may leave and he may take one guy with him. You constantly need to be readying those assistants for coordinating jobs if you're going to be, you know, first division championship level program. And days like today are actually how you do that. We've seen guys like Sean McVay say, I'm taking this preseason game off and I'm going to let Thomas Brown or whoever his assistant is that day, you know, be the head coach of the team in the third preseason game. I would do stuff like that if I'm Dan Quinn. But today was an element of that, which I actually really enjoyed. But they had a coin toss where they send out Josh Johnson and Jaden Daniels, and players are all hopping around right before the kickoff with music blaring. They didn't do kickoffs. They did do punts, although nobody really ever punted. They went for every fourth down just about. But it just felt like the closest thing you can simulate in-house with only your players to a game, you called it right, the college version of the spring game. And quick disclaimer, this is not important and no one should take big takeaways out of this in the grand scheme of what players are going to become. The first team offense got their butts kicked by the first team defense, like dominated. This was the worst I've seen their first team offense look this camp by far. And again, people will get upset or be bothered by this. You shouldn't. It's one practice and it happens. Jaden Daniels was by far the least accurate and the best that I've seen, you know, probably the worst I've seen him at any point over the last couple of years. I don't even know how much of it had to do with him, though. Pass rush got home constantly. The O-line got worked by the D-line. Mm. And receivers weren't getting open. Almost all the completions, he probably completed sub 50% in the 11-on-11 good-on-good stuff. It was all at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage, 5 yards or closer, like check down, crossers and stuff. But nothing down the field almost the entire time. Sanders still with pass breakups. Will Harris with pass breakups. Like, I haven't seen that lopsided a butt kicking for a side of the ball in a while.
What should we make of it? Like, because I'm with you. It's not time to pass any kind of judgment, but it's also a data point. Like, it means something to me.
Yeah. Honestly, like, is it that? That's what I take. It was like, I mean, now, but the problem was it was not just a normal 11-on-11 in normal practice. Like, the winners get these T-shirts. Sounds dumb, but, like, they cared about this, and they're dancing around, and, like, there's trash talk, and guys are in each other's faces.
Yeah.
Like, they cared about this, mm-hmm. and then the defense went out and quite literally dominated the offense. Dominated.
So the good side is the side of the ball that was terrible last year might actually be improved. There might be something here.
Maybe.
I'm not talking about a top five group, and I think that would be ridiculous, but an improvement of, like, 9 or 10 spots would go a long way for this team being in some games and not getting bailed out by, you know, Jaden Daniels having to be Superman, you know? Like, so maybe that's the positive part of it, but I don't know. I mean, at a certain point, you'd like to be able to hit the ground running, and a game-like atmosphere like that, not going particularly well. Again, glad it's happening now and not in October or November, but just it's something to keep in the back of your mind if they sputter and don't look particularly good 6 days from now against Cincy.
Sure. And now you've got this preseason game where it didn't go great
mm-hmm.
with their, you know, I will stop short of saying their starting offense.
Their twos and threes and sevens.
But the receivers that were out there that everybody has no issue dropping a pass because they won't be on the team, that's what I heard a lot of on social media. Those are the guys that are running with the first team, plenty. Now, Terry McLaurin is not on the team right now. He doesn't count at this moment. Until he shows up, he's not on this roster. And because of that, you then go to the next spot down, and Noah Brown is currently hurt. He was standing there talking to Adam Peters at one point. He's not available. Someone could say, well, Noah Brown will be back soon. It's not a big deal. Noah Brown's always hurt. Noah Brown was hurt in Houston. Noah Brown was hurt last year. And I don't want to make light of that. He had like a lacerated kidney and a serious thing.
It was serious, yeah.
But he had multiple injuries he dealt with beginning of last year, end of last year. He got hurt in, remember, minicamp. He got hurt again now in training camp. Like, this has been a ongoing, reoccurring thing. Are you sure that Noah Brown's not going to be hurt at some point this season? When you tell me it's not a big deal that Chris Moore drops passes because he's not going to make the team, or KJ Osborne drops passes because he's not going to make the team, or who cares what, you know, that receiver looks like, those are the guys running with the first team at practice right now. Like, that is what's happening. It's a lot of Luke McCaffrey. It's a lot of, today, KJ Osborne. So eventually, are they going to be in a better spot, or are they going to sign someone that gets cut? Very possibly. But I'm not willing to just say, oh, who cares what those receivers are doing? If you're getting first team reps, there's a chance you might be a part of this thing early in September.
Yep.
Until you're not getting first-team reps anymore. But, yeah, good defense, I would say, on a lot of stuff. Like, Mike Sanristel was fantastic. I mentioned Harris already. I thought he had a really, really good scrimmage. There were other guys that stood out. But there was also just some bad offense. A couple of pre-snap penalties where they go first and 15 on a first and 10. Pass rush, as I said, getting home, where it just wasn't clean in terms of protecting Daniels, who was just less accurate than he normally is, probably because things around him were not ideal. But, yeah, file it away or don't. To me, bad day for the offense. But it was just, it was a level up of in terms of intensity mm-hmm. and excitement, and the players were super into
it. It's a great idea.
And then the offense, I mean, they couldn't get first downs. Like, they didn't get to midfield. They didn't, forget scoring. They finally got to continue a drive after a fourth down incompletion that got, like, overturned on a, they pretended like there was a review or whatever on a bang-bang play to Osborne in the middle of the field. And then, like, kept him on the field. And then a couple plays later, they were back off the field. It was, like, one of those things where they're just like, well, let's keep these guys on the field somehow. We'll just say he caught it.
Yeah. You know?
Like, that's the kind of day it was.
That's not great, Bob. Yeah, no. So it's one of those things where if, you know, they hit the ground running in the regular season or next week against Cincinnati, I'll have forgotten all about it. But if it doesn't happen, if they don't play well or the offense doesn't look good early on, we'll go, hey, wait a minute. You know, was there a trend emerging that we didn't really realize that they maybe weren't really ready to go?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.